I woke up dead today. I was also dead yesterday. I was also dead the day before yesterday. To be honest, I am dead for over 9 years. I am dead since 2006. I was suffering from a long dying process that started in 2003 and went on for 3 years. A slow process of decay. The cause of this consistent state of illness is my move to Europe. I can't say I regret it. If I wouldn't move to Europe, I would end up dead in Israel, a different position. If I have moved to the US as I actually wanted instead of Europe, I would also be dead by now. I guess in a different position too. I would wake up dead and rotten, not well preserved as I woke this morning. I am half European, half Mediterranean, 100% white female, a cop, a mommy. A scared, hunted immigrant lives inside me, or dead inside me. Anyhow, that's my soft side, my life aside, my kind side. It's my experience side, my sensitive side. I have no sensibilities on any other side than this one. The rest of my body is a rock, no matter how you turn it. Once I wanted to be a writer, a Russian writer, but I lost faith in books. I hardly read them. The last book I read was about a man who loves books. My mother read this book too. She was afraid it will end badly. I knew the ending is going to be sweet. A book about loving books can never end badly. There is something sweet about it, like a compote, a grandmother kind of sweetness, sentimentally sweet. I hate it. It disgusts me. So why am I writing now? If I just said I don't like books, might mean I don't like writing? Because I forgot my adapter at the Biennale. And if I want to take nice photos of Lenin and Stalin's grave tomorrow, I shouldn't use my iPhone tonight. I was planning to edit a movie, long story, tonight, and then I remembered I forgot it with the phone's charger at the Biennale. After that was clear, I called the reception and asked for an adapter. Fat, bald man came to my room holding two adapters. I picked the one with three holes, but it didn't match. I slowly got used to the idea anyhow. So I decided to do something analog, write an idea for a movie. In order to do that, I need to clear the table and write whatever crosses my mind. And that's exactly what crossed my mind, my death. I have tears in my eyes. They appeared after writing the last paragraph. I felt sorry for myself and I remembered my play was canceled. Maybe I should stop eating. It would save me lots of money and it will be much easier to carry me. My body will look like a feather blown in the wind. By the way, I forgot to mention, I'm in Moscow right now, lying in bed. I'm an artist. I'm also very tired, physically. It's 3 a.m. and I want to go to sleep. I couldn't fall asleep. I stayed awake until the sunrise. Now it's a different time, same place. I'm after breakfast and gym and a bit sleepy. Again, I'm more pleased and pleasant and I'm deaf, not dead. Maybe I was never dead. I'm just resting in peace between the sheets. Life is brighter. The sun is shining. My body is warm. My adapter is found and I type what I wrote a couple of nights ago. I look at Facebook and read Chantal Ackerman just died. She committed suicide. I need to drink water.
What's wrong with divorcee when it rhymes with Beyoncé? Naturally, a storyteller wants to tell a story or two. A storyteller relies on having story listeners. Let's say the storyteller is a he. Let's say his name is a Billy. Billy, the storyteller, looks at his companions around the table. Billy is embarrassed, their loud voice, their good posture. They are just not into you, Billy. Billy feels like he's wasting his time and even life. Billy gets dramatic. Billy thinks it's because he's an Aries, a mixture of fearless warrior and undisciplined child. Billy turns to the person on his left because someone once told him that he looked better from that angle. Do you know where the toilets are? Holding his penis, he feels being in touch with his inner self, the core. How does it all work? He walks out of the restaurant. The air is fresh and cold. He feels old doing nothing. It is his 37th attempt, and not smoking is not good sometimes. Billy's pencil draws cigarettes whilst chain chewing gums. He colors each cigarette. He holds a mock-up paper cigarette, the sixth finger between his index and middle finger. He was a good smoker until he fell in love with an ex-smoker who couldn't stand a smoker. Billy went to see an acupuncturist who asked him if it hurts anywhere. Billy pointed at his chest. The acupuncturist asked if something happened to his grandfather, and Billy said his grandfather died of a lung cancer years ago. Chests represent grandfathers. Billy stopped until he re-fell in love with a smoker. The four lungs and the two ashtrays. The fun affair ended like any fun stuff ends. Billy went to see a hypnotist. Billy did walk down the staircase made of marble, and Billy did feel soft sand between his toes, but he was puzzled by the hypnotist's accent. But where from? It is the evening of 1999, soon to be 2000. I'm at Charlie's, who has decorated her 2-meter-long table with nothing but a 2-meter-long line of cocaine. I'm a little confused. Charlie serving Charlie. Classy vulgar. Bohemian conformist. Scarface. Tony and Charlie don't have much in common. A hungry Cuban refugee becoming a gangster. A 20-year-old with a trust fund living in a double-floor flat overlooking at the Thames. But it is about money, and money is fantastic.